everyone, Dr. Clark here on The Place for Answers. I want to spend a little more time reiterating how bad bisphenol A can be for your developing child. Now, I've mentioned this before in my Preventing Autism series, and I'm not sure if people are taking it seriously, understanding how bad it is. So I'm going to kind of broaden the scope for you. It's bad for anything. It's bad for any child. This study that just came out the Journal of Toxicology and Applied Pharmacology, and this was December 2009. What they found is this. BPA, which was the short for bisphenol A, it kills human placental cells. Okay, I'm going to say that again. It kills human placental cells. It upregulates, you know, turns up the activity of an inflammatory cytokine, which a messenger, called tumor necrosis factor alpha. And it does it at lower levels than they thought would ever be needed. So, for example, they used to think it took high levels of BPA to cause this to happen. Well, no, it causes a lot lower levels than they previously thought. Now, what does it lead to? What is BPA, right? What does it lead to? What does it end up doing? Well, it can cause preeclampsia, intrauterine growth restrictions, premature delivery, and miscarriage. They're saying this, that it can cause all of those things. Now, where are you getting BPA from? Where are you getting exposed to? Well, it's being phased out, but you can still find it in a lot of places. You know, it was used in plastics, you know, plastic water bottles, plastic baby bottles. They phased those out for the most part. Most manufacturers finally said, oh my gosh, you know, we've got to get rid of these things. You can still find it, though. There's plenty of things that still have BPA in them. And if you're thinking, the best advice is to try to avoid plastics altogether. You can still find it in a lot of commercial cans, like food cans or lime. They have a BPA resin in them. And if you're concerned, I would recommend you email the manufacturer of the food, be it tomatoes or beans or whatever, and say, is your can lining BPA free or not? Now, don't be surprised by what you get sent back. You'll get back even a very popular organic brand that starts with Mir and ends with Glen, I'm shocked at their response, which was an inquiry to whether their lining of their cans were BPA-free. They said, the government says BPA is safe. It was very disappointing. They say, won't be buying their products anymore. BPA shows up in amniotic fluid, placental tissue, breast milk, the umbilical cord. I mean, it's everywhere when you're talking about a developing baby. And if the fact that it leads to preeclampsia can lead, intrauterine growth restriction, which is a big factor for developmental abnormalities, or even miscarriage, you need to avoid it completely. If I were you, and I'm not you, but if I were you, I would take plastics. I would not eat or drink out of anything plastic. I wouldn't eat or drink anything that has a plastic liner, like microwavable foods. I wouldn't do that either. You see, BPA by itself, we already know is bad. The BPA in combination with other chemicals, they haven't even found a way to study that yet. Because the truth is, a single chemical by itself is one thing, but in concert or synergy in a bad way with other chemicals, we're not going to really find out the effects of these things till years later. And it may take years to kind of pick them all apart and pick them out. But, you know, if you want to prevent developmental abnormalities, if you want to lower the risk of, you know, preeclampsia and premature birth, don't drink or eat out of plastics. Avoid things that are BPA. If they even say BPA-free, you might as well just kind of, I think you should avoid those too anyway. So I wanted to take a second and revisit this whole issue of BPA and its relationship to child and mom health and developmental disorders, because it's huge. And this study prompted me to, you know, to kind of sound the alarm again. BPA is not good for you. It's not good for your child. You should take steps now to minimize or eliminate your exposure to it so you can have a happy, healthy child, and you can have a happy and healthy life to raise them and be around for them.